From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies say a man who was speeding near Redway Elementary School and tried to stab a resident who confronted him had a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit. Authorities say 25-year-old Chase Gainey was ultimately taken down by residents who came to the aid of the man he tried to stab. The victim was not stabbed during the altercation. Gainey was arrested, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of assault with a deadly weapon, criminal threats, assault, battery, and driving under the influence of alcohol. Well, close to 90 properties in Humboldt County are hitting the auction block. They're located in a number of different municipalities around the county. The tax collector will conduct a public auction of defaulted properties from March 2nd through the 5th through the online auction site Bid for Assets. For a current list of auction properties, you can go to bid4assets.com/Humboldt. To take part as a bidder, you need to sign up at the top of the page. You can also see more about the auction on the Humboldt County Tax Collector website. In Mendocino County, the Sheriff's Office soliciting the public's help locating a missing person possibly abducted and considered at risk. Authorities say it started as a domestic violence incident involving Negi Fallis, who went to the 23,000 block of Airport Road in Covelo, armed with what appeared to be a small Derringer pistol. He demanded that his girlfriend, Khadijah Britton, exit the residence and talk with him. Witnesses indicating that Khadijah did exit the residence and a physical altercation happened between the two before they entered a black Mercedes sedan and left the location. Britton has not been in contact with her family since that time. Police also don't know where Fallis is at this time. He's wanted in connection with a previous domestic violence incident in January. Well, a woman shot dead by police during a chase is now identified. Police say 48-year-old Dawn Setter from Redwood Valley stole a vehicle from a dealership in Ukiah, driving away at speeds of more than 100 miles an hour. The vehicle had no plates on it. The pursuit continued up the Ridgewood Grade, and Center reportedly lost control of the vehicle near the northern interchange of the Willis Bypass. Police say Center exited the vehicle holding a handgun and confronted the pursuing officers. That's when she was shot. Well, the Arcata Fire District is recognizing employees who go above and beyond. Jay Cliff was named 2017 Rookie of the Year. David Holler recognized as the 2017 Volunteer of the Year. Employee of the Year went to Anthony Benalicia, and Battalion Chief Sean Campbell received the 2017 Archie Bernardi Fire Officer of the Year Award. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.